And I'm playing piano at a wedding in a couple months. Did I tell you that? My piano teacher's, my when I was a little kid, my piano teacher's daughter's wedding.
Oh, that's cute.
That's a gift of sorts, I guess. Right? Yeah. For a wedding. That would be a little bit more significant than I registered for this or give me a dollar.
Well, I'm playing the music at her ceremony, so all I have to do is press a button on the CD player.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I want to hold, if it's like a small one, hold it up. Like,
above your head, a boombox above your head. Nice. Or what if you put it on your shoulder and, strut around the place? One of those type of deals. That could be special, yeah. You shouldn't have to give anything if you got to press a button and play music. Yeah.
But I want to.
No, you're so sweet.
I know.
Look at you. So either way, she's asking for at least a dollar. Some of our theories this morning, and our callers are backing us up on this, is basically she's asking for cash. Because who's going to actually put just a dollar in an envelope?
I would just be mean.
Yeah, okay. What reasonable person would do that? And you wouldn't, because you just said you want to be nice and give her a gift outside of that.
Yeah.
So 539-9750 or 238-0975 are the numbers. This has been a hot one this morning, so if you can't get through, there's always Free For All Friday. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. She's just asking for money.
Why?
Well, I mean, number one, I think she's asking for too little. I mean, a dollar's not a whole lot, and I know me personally, my friends, if they get married and they tell me, hey, I'd just rather have $5 or $10 from everybody, cool deal. It saves me a lot of trouble and a lot of headache trying to figure out what you have or what you don't have or trying to find out where you're registered at.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I do. But why doesn't she just come out and ask
for money?
But she's trying to be sneaky and say, at least a dollar. Because if I have at least a dollar, I can get some kind of photo album.
Sound too greedy, but how is that any different than once you get to the reception, they start the dollar dances or auctioning off a garter or a bow tie or...
And then the strippers come out and...
I mean, well, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, man, I'm on your side. I think cash is a great gift. I love writing a check at a wedding. Is there something wrong with doing that? Giving someone
a
check?
Not that I know of.
But it's wrong to ask for it. Why the hell?
Well, you're asking for it when you have the dollar dances.
Yeah, that's true also. I don't know.
I mean, how is it any different? This way, I think you're just cutting down a lot of headache for everybody for not having to go shopping for you before the wedding.
I agree with your point on cash, man. I just think this girl's being sneaky about it and needs to be called out. You know?
Well, call her out, then still give her a buck. And, or better yet, just put 99 cents in the card. See how she likes that?
Yeah, there you go. 99 pennies just in an envelope. You should write a note in there that says, I know what you're up to, and I don't approve. Something like that. Thanks for the call, bro.
You bet.
Sticks in the morning, what do you think about asking for a dollar, at least a dollar, as your wedding present?
Well, I just wanted to clarify your whole question about the wedding present thing.
Yes.
It starts from back in the day when usually kids were getting married, you know, like the 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds.
And they didn't have anything.
The house, they didn't have crap. Like, I'm getting married here pretty soon. I still live at my parents' house, so I don't have crap. I have, like, a bed.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And a stereo. I don't have pots and pans, and I don't have spatulas, and I don't have towels, so that's where it all stems from. Not because traditionally, usually younger people getting married.
No, I agree with you on that, but especially now with, I'm 26 years old, I'm plenty well off, I have enough stuff, right?
Yeah. But don't you think,
why do I deserve it just as much as somebody who doesn't have the money to afford it? Why does it have to be
like
for everybody?
It's like a gesture of, here, we're helping you, we're sending you off. We, are supporting you, so here's what we can give you to make your life with your new life partner better or something, you know?
Okay.
And it's tradition.
Yes, exactly. It's tradition.
Traditions are meant to be broken.
Tradition.
But
yeah, so that, I'm just clarifying your whole question on wedding gift.
Well, I appreciate that.
No problem.
Good points.
All right, bye.
Where the hell's that from?
Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, great, yeah. People, I do get emails all the time. When are you going to work a Fiddler on the Roof reference into your show?
Well, there you go.
Yep, now we're complete. Stooks in the morning, what do you think? Someone asked for at least a dollar as their wedding present so that they can spend it on their photo album.
Yeah, did she actually put in the wedding invitation that she wanted at least a dollar?
No.
Okay.
You followed up and asked her where she was registered at.
Yeah.
And she said, I just want a dollar, at least.
Okay, because that's where I would have a problem, is if they put that in the wedding invitation, because it's really tacky to put where you're registered in your wedding invitation.
Yeah, that bugs me.
Yeah. I'm really? Almost. Yeah, because you're supposed to put that in the shower invitation because that's what showers are for. For people to give you presents. But the wedding invitation is supposed to tell people where the wedding's at and what time and all that. And, you know, because people are really just, you know, to share the love and whatever at your wedding. It's not about, you know, what can you bring me as a gift.
But then it is, you know.
But it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be.
Now, you see why guys don't want to get involved with the whole wedding planning stuff? Because it's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah. And I can see totally why you wouldn't want people to bring you presents, because the thank you notes afterwards are a total pain in the butt to write.
Yeah.
But you would probably make your wife do that anyway.
Especially
so.
Since I'm... Yeah, I can't even do cursive. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
You would have issues.
I'm totally hosed. I could never get married.
It takes an hour to write one thank you note and...
Yeah. Well, I just think as long as, okay, it's all women calling in saying, hey, let's keep this tradition and everything. We've had, like, one guy call in, and he's like, yeah, cash is great. Ask for cash. I'll give you through. It's easy. But you want all these things. You want all this traditional stuff. And then, you know, you always hear about somebody bitching about their fiance not helping enough with the wedding planning. Because we don't care. You know? I mean, sorry. We want it to be pretty and everything for you. That, you know, go make it pretty. But you go make it pretty. Because we don't know what's going to make it pretty. We don't know what presents to ask for. We don't know anything about any of this crap. It's a disaster.
I didn't ever gripe about my husband not helping out with the wedding plans because, you know what? If he didn't want to, I mean, it's really for the woman, the wedding is.
Yes.
And a lot of the times, like, he would suggest something stupid and be like, you know, you just show up in your tux and... we'll be good.
All right. Yeah. Pit out a little bit and it'll all be good.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.